Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Matt Baker of the 68th Legislative District in Tioga, Bradford, and Potter Counties. Representative Baker, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, there's been a lot of House committee work going on in Harrisburg, and a bill that just went through one of the most important committees of the House has to do with cyberbullying, and that's an online mutation of bullying that is becoming more and more common. What would this legislation do?
This is a very important issue with the advent of email and social networking websites. The harassment of children by repeatedly emailing or spreading disparaging comments has become an increasingly widespread occurrence. To address this growing problem, the House Judiciary Committee this week approved House Bill 229, which would make cyber harassment of a child a criminally punishable offense. This legislation defines cyber harassment, more commonly known as cyberbullying, as the repeated use of electronic communications to make statements or characterizations about a child's sexuality or sexual activity, physical characteristics, or mental health with the intent of causing serious emotional distress. This bill would also empower law enforcement and juvenile probation officers to review cases of cyberbullying if it involves a juvenile offender. When appropriate, juvenile offenders involved in these cases could be placed in a diversionary program rather than formally adjudicated as a delinquent. Adults who engage in cyberbullying conduct would be subject to prosecution in court rather than be issued a summary citation, reflecting the serious nature of this form of child abuse. The legislation will now go to the full House for further consideration.
And of course, everyone knows it is cold out there. It's the middle of the winter. And I understand there is an important program that's available to those who may have a particular problem keeping their homes warm right now. What are some of the details?
Yes, it's a program called LIHEAP, and the various nuances of this program can help people struggling to stay warm in their homes, especially with the advent of minus degree weather here in our northern tier of Pennsylvania. Qualifying individuals and families in Pennsylvania who encounter a home heating emergency can now apply to the Low Income Home Energy Assistance Crisis Grant Program for assistance. The LIHEAP Crisis Grant is specifically reserved for emergency situations, including broken heating equipment, leaking lines, lack of fuel, or termination of utility service. In most counties, assistance with home heating crisis situations is available 24 hours a day. In addition to the crisis grant, LIHEAP offers home heating assistance for low-income families struggling to pay heating bills. Eligible Pennsylvania residents are encouraged to apply. For more information, please contact your local county assistance office or contact the LIHEAP hotline at 1-866-857-7095.
Representative Baker, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next week for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Matt Baker.